You are listening to the hottest show in the diaspora, the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Should I start a new crusade against the Monique show? I just want to break in. I know that the dollar demise is a hot topic, but if anyone ever asked me to pick up a crusade, I put it under review. Monique show, should that be our new target? Okay, back to the dollar.
And people are using that to buy commodities. Right. The currency market's $3.2 trillion a day. You take a little bit of that, put it into gold, and you got a huge rally on your hands.
It's
not about gold. It's not telling us anything about the world, except that the world is a flush with liquidity.
Well, what about the fact if stocks keep rallying on the back of a weaker dollar, what happens if the dollar turns around?
The stock market's rallying because gold is rallying, because we've got liquidity in the system, not because of a statement about the dollar. If we had a case where bond yields were rising rapidly and the stock markets were selling off and you had a weak dollar, I'd say that's something that is a dog bites man story. But what you really are talking about is not that right now.
It's a lot like, it reminds me of the 1970s. Short run, this may be great for stocks. Long run, not so great. Dan, let me just ask you, what's the implications for the price of oil? Oil's up a little bit today, but not much.
No. The oil price is up today because of the dollar and gold. And obviously, this is not going to be good for oil prices, or at least it's going to make them move down as you move to an interim. What's interesting about this is that the interim currency they're looking at here, as you heard in the article, and what Melissa's talking about is gold.
Yeah.
And we haven't used the gold
standard
here, you know, in Europe since the 30s, here since the 60s. I mean, what are we going back to the dark ages here on
this?
I
mean, that begs the question, Mark, is the dollar no longer the safe haven? I mean, is it really gold?
No, or another currency? I think that here's a way to think about it. If we are going to go to a gold standard, what price of gold would it be to get the U.S. out of debt or to back the U.S. dollar with gold? And not only myself, but other people have done these kind of calculations, and something like $8,000 to $9,000 an ounce for gold. It's just not practical soon.
We're not going to the gold
standard. But what it does is it changes the calculus on the trade in gold. Gold used to be an inflation hedge, and now they're talking about it as if it may be an interim currency in a particular market. That's
huge.
An entirely different kind
that's
of move.
Huge. No, yeah. That's absolutely
yeah.
huge.
That's a great point. Let's end on that point. That's a great point.
Huge point.
We'll leave it there, guys. Thanks so much.
Okay, let's go over to the Fox Business Channel. Again, Don Imus' show began. I watched it, and I will continue to watch it. I have to break my solidarity with whacktivism. Don Imus got a paid vacation and a new lease on life. Back on TV and on Fox. Roger Ailes and the folks at Fox, brilliant business move. No protest now will work against Don Imus. He's home with Fox. Let's go to the Fox Business Channel. I want to give you some in-depth. This was actually the best conversation that I've seen on the dollar demise in its depth and its breadth. This is a mental massage. I'm going to give you a few minutes of that. This was yesterday's conversation. Lastly, I like the way that Bloomberg has changed their aesthetic look. Anyone that has watched Bloomberg News over the last couple weeks, I believe, there's a new change. I like it. If Bloomberg buys Business Week magazine, it's on. CNBC and Fox will be in trouble. Fox Business News yesterday, the demise of the dollar.
Look at what's happening in the commodity markets. You've got gold and oil rising right now. Take a look at oil. I believe we've got a chart if we can pull this up. Look at gold. I'm sorry, 1,041. 1,041 an ounce right now for gold. More than a 2% jump. And then look at crude. Crude is higher, also almost up 2% right now, 71.71. And there is what crude is doing. I want to bring in Phil Flynn at the Chicago Trading Pits to kind of explain to us what's happening. I know it's the weak dollar, Phil, but there's got to be more happening in the markets today.
It's like a commodity coup. That's what it is. That's what's happening here. And it's kind of like a coup here today. It is about the dollar today. Yeah, you know, you can talk about individual economies and look at the bullish fundamentals for the grains, the possible frost, or some supply fears on sugar or cocoa. But at the end of the day, this is all about the dollar and this story. You know, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot of commodities that don't want to be rallying today, Cheryl. I mean, oil, I think, happens to be one of them right now. They're really getting dragged, kicking and screaming, you know, in this international intrigue. You know, is there a plot to take away the dollar as a world reserve currency? Well, whether there is or there isn't, right now the commodity markets are reacting to the possibility and what that's going to mean for the world economy. And I think they're sending a strong message to the U.S. right now that, hey, you know, we don't like the fact you're running record deficits, record budget deficits, and you're printing more money. And, you know, until you stop, hey, it doesn't matter if we're the reserve currency or not, the dollar's going to get weaker.
All right, Phil, stay there. Nicole is there. And, of course, Phil's talking about this article in The Independent today that some of these countries are going to be going after another reserve currency, not the U.S. dollar. A lot of talk about replacing the dollar as the currency for pricing oil. Could this really happen? Sandra Smith is covering that angle of the story for me. Sandra.
All right, Sheriff, Arab official in the Persian Gulf denying this will happen. It's been talked about before, but this time it's a little different. British newspaper The Independent reports that Gulf oil producers, which account for about half the crude pumped by OPEC, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates are in secret talks to replace the U.S. dollar with a basket of currencies to price oil. They're reportedly negotiating with Russia, China, Japan, and France. Well, the dollar reacting extremely negatively today, continuing its slide so far that we've seen this year, and shifting away from the dollar, and this is why we continue to see it fall, to price oil could add mounting pressure on the greenback as the world's reserve currency, as Phil Flynn just mentioned. Well, the basket of currencies would include the Japanese yen, the Chinese yuan, the euro, and gold. So we see gold, as Cheryl mentioned before, spiking to all-time highs today, over $1,000.40 an ounce. And a new currency plan by Gulf Cooperation Council members would also be thrown into that basket of currencies. Well, that's according to the report. Well, the report sending gold to its all-time highs. Here's some of the reaction, real quick. Kevin Kerr of Kerr International saying today, the fact is the dollar continues to weaken, and OPEC and Russia will have little to no desire to price oil in dollars. What's happening, Cheryl, is we see the U.S. dollar going up and down, extreme volatility. That causes extreme price spikes and price drops in the price of oil. And these Arab nations, they can't stand it. They don't like it. And so what Kerr is saying is that they will be forced to change this to the basket of currencies rather than pricing in U.S. dollars.
You know, and there's been, Sandra, and you've mentioned this, and I want to bring it on Dunstan and Rob, too. I mean, you know, the UAE came out this morning and said that they deny that they're thinking about this, but still, this is not a new rumor.
No, I was at the Council on Foreign Affairs last spring when Timothy Geithner slipped of the tongue, and he was talking because there was talk in China. China wanted it replaced, and he immediately got back on board and said, oh, no, we're not thinking about that at all. It's not even a possibility, etc. Seems like it is. If not a distinct possibility, it's bubbling up and something's happening out there.
Rob?
Well, it's a possibility, but in the long run, you know, China is the biggest holder of U.S. debt.
Yeah,
sure. And Japan as well. So it's hard to see it happening in the short run.
He's hitting on it. Now, let me break in. I got a few more minutes on this excellent conversation on Fox Business Channel. I want to make this point. Let me put the camera on me. Some of you are getting tired of looking at money. Imagine that. Now, the key here is not moving away from the dollar. It's moving to what? Now, I've been writing at blackelector.com and really cedricmuhammad.com about China. China's been making these very sophisticated moves called currency swaps. If you go to cedricmuhammad.com, you can learn what a currency swap is. Just check my blog archives. The Chinese currency is inconvertible. You can't trade it on foreign exchange markets directly. It's hard to use the Chinese people outside of China. Hong Kong, there is some use at stores. So it's a currency that people want, but they can't have. That will have to change if the Chinese yuan were to replace the dollar. You have to have a convertible currency that is used throughout the world. China very methodically and quietly is working to get their currency used by their trading partners, Argentina, Brazil, Malaysia, and several others. They've been doing these currency swaps. The idea of there being a world currency that the IMF would be the central bank of, I have not ruled that out. There is an element of that you can see implied in these recent discussions. But quite honestly, the wild card is gold. The fact that gold has now re-entered the picture, selling at, what, $1,040 an ounce yesterday? I'm not sure what it is today. That's the big news. But the price of gold, I believe, is rising for two reasons. One, because it is now going to possibly replace the dollar as a safe haven. And again, in 2005, I interviewed Richard Russell, Dow Theory Newsletter. He is the dean of all of Wall Street's observers. Richard Russell, he told me in 2005 that the dollar would go, this is what he said, the Dow, which is currently at around 10,000, would drop to 5,000, and the price of gold would be $3,000 an ounce. Now, when he said that, the price of gold was about $400 an ounce. I've been talking about gold for so long. people, it's like you don't believe what I'm saying, but the price speaks for itself. $1,040 an ounce. Today, 2009, October 2005, I believe gold hit $500 an ounce. What are you waiting for? All right, back to Fox News. Fox Business Channel. Let me get it straight.
So they can kind of delever themselves from those holdings.
Phil, over in Chicago, Phil, how many of the traders that you talked to there are putting weight behind this report in the Independent?
I think they all are today, but that can change tomorrow. You know, this traders down here react to stories, not so much because they believe it's going to happen, but the perception that it may happen. And that's what's happening right now. This is not a reality rally. This is a perception rally. It's a rally based on fear, and they're reacting to this story. They're increasing the risk that it may happen. But obviously, even if we were going to get to that point, it would take many, many years for it to happen. And by that time, the dollar could be a resurging commodity, and they may have second thoughts about this. You know, the bottom line, it isn't so much that, you know, they are planning to change the dollar as a reserve currency, but the markets are forcing us in that direction because the dollar and the U.S. policies are not dollar friendly. And so the market forces are doing it more so than any secret plan, you know, between the Arabs and the Chinese and the French. You know, the market is ultimately going to make this decision, not these countries.
Bernard from Atlanta, my business partner, one of the best that ever did research. He says October 6, 2009, MarketWatch has gold hits record high as dollar slumps. According to Peter Spina, chief investment analyst at GoldSeek.com, trading gold and other currencies in exchange for oil would establish gold as a recognized medium of exchange, returning it a step closer to its role as money on a world trade system. This is what I have been working on as it relates to Africa. I was the only person at the first Congress of African Economists who said that the African currency should be backed by gold. One way or the other, whether it's through an Asian currency block, China, whether it's through Venezuela, what they do down in South America, whether it is eventually through the euro or even the dollar, we're headed back to gold. It always works this way. More from Fox Business Channel.
Well, Phil, you were sort of addressing, you were getting toward my question. I'm wondering if the message is out there, is anyone in Washington listening to it? And is it important that the people in Washington listen to it?
Yeah, the market's going, can you hear me? And they're saying, no, right now, obviously not, because we're not talking about, you know, reducing the budget deficit at this time. We're talking about a potential second stimulus, you know, to create new jobs. And right now, in the short run, they're not getting that message. I do think the Federal Reserve is getting the message. They've been talking about that these record budget deficits are unsustainable and they're going to have to do something to rein them in. And I think ultimately it may be this type of a situation that may force us to do so. But you know what? Right now, I'm a big believer in the markets. The market forces are changing on a day-to-day basis with the dollar and the currency and the euro and gold and silver. And you know what? During the times of crisis, everybody does run back to the U.S. when things are scary. When things are not scary, they'll go away from the dollar. So we're already seeing a change in the way the dollar has acted in the last few years.
We have also seen a change in the language from the Fed, Nicole, because if we just got this latest decision from the Fed, and again, the language talking about, they're still worried about deflation, Nicole, not inflation, deflation.
It's pretty interesting, and it was interesting on the other side of the coin when you see a country such as Australia, which is part of the G20, raising their interest rates today. They're the first to do so in the G20. That gave a boost to this market as well. I know we've been focusing on the dollar, but really, yesterday we saw a boost in the commodities. Tensions with Iran were easing. Also, there were some hopes once again.
Now, I want to hear from you. What does this mean to you? I mean, do you, I will help you. If you all feel that this story is ethereal, over your head, not relevant, I think we're moving, I'm going to be blunt. I think this means we're moving closer to war. Somebody is about to check the chin of America, and the United States may feel the need to flex military power. One, we're moving closer to war. Two, without an alternative currency to replace the dollar, none of this is going to really materialize. Three, the two pillars that have been holding up the dollar, though, are crumbling. The argument that it's the best store of wealth as a reserve currency and the artificial demand for it in oil. Now, the question is, President Barack Obama, the cultural entrepreneur, made for this hour. But what is the job description? Is it to be the fireman, to put out the fire, and to manage the transition peacefully? Or is it to have someone in place for other people to do what they want to do because of his immense universal appeal? I don't want to get, don't tell me about that DVD. What is it called? The Obama Deception? Okay, enough of that. I got that already. But what I'm saying is just think deeply. And then lastly, where do you fit in this? What does it mean to you? One of the reasons why I wrote my book, The Entrepreneurial Secret, which we'll talk about in the next 2 hours. More Fox Business Channel, the home of Don Imus.
Economic recovery. This market moves very fast one way or another. It's certainly in a market of anticipation, so it's always forward-looking. And for right now, the market's telling you some good things. I mean, it's moving to the upside, and it's not just commodities that are higher. It's 29 of the 30 Dow components that are higher. So it's not only a dollar-based move, at least for today, where you're seeing all but Boeing, which has its own set of news, to the upside. So you have strength across every sector.
I want to get Sandra and Phil to comment on this as well, because if you look at what Nat Gas is doing right now, I mean, this is winter fuel costs, of course, folks. It's October. We're talking about winter fuel.
All right, enough of that. Enough of that. Now, I've laced you. Mental massage. Let me hit you one more time with the Russia Today perspective on things. I'll go through the international channels that I watch. It's 10 of them now. Okay, this is Russia Today, talking about the demise of the dollar in no uncertain terms. What do you think of this? Is this your view?
The U.S. dollar may be dealt a major blow to its dominant role in global trade. A report in the independent newspaper in the U.K. says that Gulf states, along with China, Russia, Japan, and France, are planning to stop using the greenback in oil deals. It adds that within just 9 years, crude could be priced in units based on a basket of currencies, including the Japanese yen, Chinese yuan, the euro, gold, and possibly the Russian ruble. Moscow has repeatedly called for a wider use of regional currencies to cut dependency on the U.S. dollar, saying it was one of the main reasons for the current global economic crisis. Max Kaiser, an activist, a filmmaker, and former stockbroker, believes that the dollar could be replaced as the world's reserve currency sooner than analysts forecast.
The idea of a basket, a currency basket. They're already talking about this at the G7, the G4, and the G20, and the International Monetary Fund. We just came out of a major G meeting in Pittsburgh, and the topic of discussion was creating a global currency to replace the U.S. dollar as reserve currency. They already are aware of this. They're talking about a special drawing right, which would allow all the currencies to be recalibrated and then redistributed, with the U.S. dollar taking the biggest devaluation of up to 50%. They don't want to finance America's wars anymore, because the U.S. dollar reserve currency status gives America an incredible leverage in financing wars that they don't really have to pay for. China, Russia, and Iran are paying for America's wars in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and possibly in Iran. And there's no strategic or philosophical reason why they're making these wars, other than the war industry in America controls the White House. Obama works for the war industry, and they need wars to keep profitable, and that's the only reason we're seeing this. But I think the timetable is going to be a lot sooner than what Robert Fisk is suggesting. So if the U.S. economy were to disappear overnight, it wouldn't be as the catastrophe that some in the U.S. argue it might be. Yeah, sure, there would be dislocations in the near term. But look what happened in the scandal last year in Wall Street in 2008. That was completely fabricated by the folks on Wall Street to give themselves a huge bonus. And they engineered this rescue from the rest of the world to come bail them out in their bonuses. And the rest of the world is just saying, we're sick of your fake manipulation of your fake currency, your manipulation of the markets, your phony wars, and all the rest of it that goes with having the U.S. dollar as a world reserve currency. So this is really another step toward the U.S. economy collapsing and the U.S. as a major global power collapsing.
And you can watch the full interview with Max Kaiser, activist and former stockbroker, on our website, rt.com.
Max Kaiser, former activist, stockbroker. Hey, is that your view, though? Strong words. I mean, is this just rhetoric? Just talk-ish about America? That's what a lot of people like to do, just talk-ish about America. No plan B. No ability to, no desire to go to jail time for what you're saying, if you were ever called upon it. Come on. Is it just words? I like China's chances of see, the dilemma is China's relationship with Japan. But even now, China is, if I'm correct, China wants a stronger yen. China imports a lot from Japan. So they have an interest in a stronger Japanese currency. Some of you can correct me if I'm wrong. This is what I understand. I think we're going to see an Asian monetary bloc soon. You tell me when. I think you're going to see something out of Africa. God willing. Maybe that's wishful thinking on my part. But I am working diligently with others. A lot of people all over the world, that's their great hope, that Africa would form a single currency, establish a United States of Africa where Africans and sons and daughters of the diaspora can come back home and be free to express themselves, pursue an individual interest as well as a collective identity. And you can't rule out Hugo Chavez down south, Evo Morales. I was about to say Manuel Noriega, Daniel Ortega. They might form a currency block. And then, of course, the Amero, this plan that's supposedly been underway for a while. Get the United States, Canada, and Mexico. We're talking currency, real currency discussion, not paper talk. Let me ease into hour number two. We lost a great one, a man that indirectly had a lot of influence on me, Mr. Magic. I hope this is not considered to be a New York-centric conversation, but if you know anything about hip-hop, no matter where you live, all over the world, Mr. Magic's impact is hard to overstate. I'll give my personal memories of Mr. Magic. His as a child, the influence that I, the impact that I felt from him, fond memories of Mr. Magic and the Great Wars with DJ. Cool DJ, Red Alert, Chuck, chill out. I think without those battles, hip-hop would not be what it is today. If you have any of the Mr. Magic Rap Attack albums, let's go at it, maybe in hour number five. This is one of them, 1986. For your support. I got to do it. DJs are so important. I'm one, too. I transform into C-Nice in hour number five. It's the hottest show in the diaspora. Go tell someone I'm playing Eric B. and Rakim. Make a clap to this.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C-Nice. Only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program. No more, but it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back. I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build. But still say a rhyme after the next. Make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
You are tuned in to the Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.
All my corporate sharecroppers, if you're in your cubicle, your partition area, come on, it's lunch break. East Coast.
I came in the door, I said it before. I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build.
You are tuned in to the Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.
Willenboro High School, if you're in the Thoroughboro, homecoming game, one of them football games. I had a boombox, he was pumping this, Chimera style.
making practices. I don't bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric, be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If you bleed, he won't need no band-aid to fix his fingertips. So I'm on the tooth, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up and cut the cut or make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept in. Side of me's erupting just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style or the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut and my name is Rakim.
Well, I guess if the dollar doesn't fall, we can pump this for a few more years. Eric B and Rakim. Eric B is president.
Make a clap to this. Go get a girl and get soft and warm. Don't get excited, you've been invited to a quiet storm. But now it's out of hand, cause you told me you hate me. And then you asked, what have I done lately? First you said, all you want is love and affection. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, buy you all kinds of things. Make a clap to this. Call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on the couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy, you must be crazy. Thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me.
It's not about what I want, it's about what's fair! You thought we could be decent men in an indecent time. But you were wrong. The world is cruel, and the only morality in a cruel world is chance. Unbiased, unprejudiced, fair.
Let me show you some really interesting numbers that you may not have seen this week. We'll put it up on the screen. 17%, that's the broad unemployment rate when it includes people who are working part-time who can't get a full-time job. 33, the average number of hours in a work week. Why? Because employers are not fully employing their workers. They're working more part-time than full-time, and that they may move them back up to 40 before they hire more people. And then 64,000, the number of construction jobs lost in September. All of these numbers, striking. Is the president doing a good enough job selling government as the solution?
No, I think he needs to do a better job to push back against a lot of empty anti-government rhetoric. He tried at the end of that healthcare speech to do precisely that. But I think there is more work that needs to be done. But your numbers point to the real problem we have, which is even in a recovery, employers are not going to hire new people before they give those people they already have more hours. That's why it is going to take us a long time to get out of
this. But where's the proof it's working?
Yeah,
we have a stimulus package. We're spending hundreds of billions of dollars we don't have. They promised it would bring unemployment rate down to 7. It hasn't done so.
Yeah, there are no jobs from this
program. What was the alternate plan, the Republican plan? The alternate plan to the stimulus was a 5-year spending freeze. How would we be doing
the Republicans had a $450 billion stimulus package. Yeah. The problem could be we could just pump money into the economy. People are scaling back. We could pump money in, but people want to get their balance sheets balanced. And so they're just not going to spend money no matter how much government puts in. What the economists call it, the multiplier effect. You're just going to have a small multiplier effect. You're not going to generate a lot of economic activity with federal spending. And that just could be our
situation. And there were bipartisan ways to put that money into the economy a lot faster than his plan did. He went through the appropriations way. If he lived up to his campaign rhetoric and had a bipartisan approach, he could have got a payroll tax holiday for working people, would have put a lot of consumption money in the economy a lot quicker.
Bipartisan approach on stimulus? Really? Bipartisan approach?
Yeah,
Republicans
absolutely.
Would be willing
if
to go along with that?
If it was a payroll tax holiday, you would have got at least half of the caucus.
The real problem is in making a deal with some Republicans, they cut aid to states. What's helping pull this back? States are raising taxes and cutting spending. You needed a lot more help to state governments, and Obama had more of it, and it was gotten rid of in this conference.
Shaggy Muhammad.